Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you're now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Dr. Norma Chapman. As always, listeners, let us bow our heads for our opening prayer. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity that you have given us, Father God, to go out before Radio Land, Father God. For those that, Father God, that are listening, Father God, that may need an answer to some of their problems, Father God. Well, Father God, we pray that you'll say something that's pretty acceptable in your sight, something that may help someone out there in Radio Land, Father God, as we go forward, Father God, and that you may get the glory out of all that we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, listen, we have another great show prepared for you on today. We have three special awesome guests. Yes, three. And they are running for office in St. James Parish. And my listeners that's listening, if you're not living in St. James, do not hang up. Stay tuned, because some information that they're going to be giving is happening in their community, could be happening right there in your community, whether you're in the state of Louisiana or whatever state that you're in. Some of this information can be very, very informative for everybody that's tuned in on today. Now, we have our guests backstage, and I'm going to bring them in one by one into the studio with me, and then they're going to give you a short bio about themselves. Good afternoon, Mr. Terrell Rowe. How are you this evening?
I am great. On your show.
Wonderful. And you're going to be giving a short bio about yourself once I introduce the other two. Good afternoon, Mr. Claude Lewis, Jr. How are you today?
I'm doing well, dear. Thank you.
Okay. And last but not least, Mr. Nathaniel Jones. How are you on today?
Fine, Dr. Chapman. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. Now, listeners, Mr. Claude Lewis is running for sheriff out there in St. James Parish. Mr. Terrell Broke is running for president, and Mr. Nathaniel Jones is running for councilman. So we're going to be praying for them as they begin to give us a short bio about themselves. After they give the bio, they're going to go straight into their presentation. Okay, so I'm not going to go back and forth with them. Mr. Claude J. Lewis, Jr., that's running for sheriff, he's going to give his bio about himself, and he's going to go into his presentation, and he's going to pause for Mr. Terrell Bro, that's running for president. He's going to give a short bio about himself, and he's going to go into his presentation for today, and Mr. Nathaniel Jones. Now, if they want to go back and forth with each other, if they don't want to do their whole 15 minutes or whatever, they can do five and say, I'm going to yield here and give it to Mr. Broke, or yield here and give it to Mr. Jones. That is on them, because I am going to turn the studio over to them at this time, starting with Mr. Claude J. Lewis, Jr., who's running for sheriff. Can you give our listeners a short bio about yourself and why you are running for sheriff there in St. James Parish, and what your intention or your visions are for that seat you are elected, okay? I don't like to say if on my show. I say when you are elected, okay, Mr. Claude J. Lewis, Jr.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Chapman. Once again, Claude Joseph Lewis, Jr., I'm running to be the next sheriff of St. James Parish. My ballot number is number 76. And I look forward to being the next sheriff with St. James Parish. I'm a 1982 graduate of St. James High School, the Mighty Wildcats. I'm also a veteran, a United States Air Force veteran. I served from 1983 until June of 1995 when I received my honorable discharge. I also have 37 hours toward my Community College of the Air Force, a degree in criminology. Upon exiting from the United States Air Force, I serve as a manager, territory manager for Exxon and Golden Gate Petroleum Companies. I am also currently a pastor at Greater Deliverance Full Gospel Ministry in St. James Parish. My vision, my mission for St. James Parish is to begin and look at community policing resuscitation. I'm looking to regroup, refocus, and rebuild St. James Parish better together in unity. I believe that I am the person that can reunite this parish, that can also reignite the unity between law enforcement and also parish citizens. I believe one of our greatest assets is the citizens of St. James Parish. To bring unity, I must establish a listening ear. I must establish a rapport and the connectivity within our parish. And I believe I bring that to the forefront at St. James Parish. It is my mission, it is my goal to reunite, that we can do this together. One of my motto is, no matter the race, creed, or color, we all need each other. And I thank you for your support. Thank you for your vote. Number 76, Claude Lewis Jr., St. James Parish, next sheriff. I now yield to Mr. Terrell Bro.
Okay, before Mr. Terrell Bro come on, do not leave the studio, Mr. Lewis, because we do have callers with, indicating that they have questions. I don't know who the questions are going to be for, but all listeners, you can press that number one on your phone. If you have any comments, questions, or just want to share your thoughts and your experience on today's topic, we have more than one topic. We have focusing on the people. We have a children in crime. We have community policing resuscitation. All of those three topics are going to be talked about within our guest for today. Now, we do have some callers which has pressed the number one, and Mr. Claude has just finished his opening introduction. And now we're going to go to Mr. Bro, Terrell Bro, and let him do his opening, his short bio, and his opening statement. And then after him, remember, listeners, now, press that number one if you have any questions, comments, or want to share your thoughts on this upcoming election. After Mr. Bro, then he's going to hear from Mr. Nathaniel Jones, and I will be opening the studio for everyone that has a question, comments, or want to share their thoughts on today. Mr. Terrell Bro, you're good to go.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Chapman. My name is Terrell Bro, and I'm announcing my candidacy for St. James Parish President. I was a student of Fifth Ward Elementary. I went to St. James Junior High, and I graduated St. James High School in 1993. After I graduated high school, I joined the U.S. Marine Corps. During that time, I obtained a degree in English, and I also received a master's degree from Lamar University in educational leadership. During my time in the Marine Corps, I was administration, and what I did is I helped write proposals and grants to acquire resources to help support the Marine Corps in various different ways. My experience I hope to use for the parish to branch out and create new opportunities for all the residents. I plan to improve infrastructure. I plan to create new hurricane relief opportunities. We're going to create new economic development plans, starting new businesses throughout St. James Parish. I will commit to fiscal accountability and transparency. And as far as our children, which is the lifeline and the lifeblood of our community, I will be reforming parks and recreation. I will put forth all my efforts to bind the two sides of the parish together so that we're one parish and give each new business the opportunity to do business on both sides of the river and encourage our residents to support each other's businesses on both sides. The topic that I want to discuss today is children and crime. And I yield right now to Mr. Nate Jones.
All right, Mr. Jones, give us a short bio about yourself and your opening statement to our listeners. And we're going to take some of these callers that's calling in and so you all can address some of the questions or their concern, Mr. Jones.
Yes, Nathaniel Jones. I'm running for Parish Council in District 2, and I have been a Cypress Grove graduate. Sorry, St. James people, that way I'm a Cypress Grove graduate, that way and all. I attended Southern University there in Recreation Administration. In my past years, that way I've worked at Kaiser Aluminum for the past 50 years, but also give a lot of community service. I've been a Little League football coach, Little League basketball coach. I've been with the Boy Scouts. Just a number of organizations I have participated in the area. I have a focus. A focus it is on people. And what I mean about that is the everyday people that come up to you or me and ask why certain things are not done in our community. And I had a list of things that I would like to address, because those things that were little common things that people come to you and say, look, why we don't have these issues, why we don't have this, and why we don't have the other. And they look for answers. And I feel that as a past councilman or council person, that way I should be able to give the answers that's needed that there on us. Also, too, I visit on all over the parish in every district. So I won't be just a one person there in the area of trying to get elected a district too, because I need the other parish councilmen to understand how unique Lutch and Gramercy is, because that's the only community that have townships. So that's why I'm working towards there of working along with whoever's going to be the sheriff, hopefully the brothers that's spoken before, that we can work together there to make St. James Parish what it needs to be that way. My number is number 83 on the ballot. Thank you.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. There you have it, listeners. Now we're going to take some calls from our callers, and then I will be asking our guests some questions in reference to their running seat that they are seeking. And I'm going to hold my questions to last. We're going to now go to, and listen, be looking for your hour code and your last four digits of your number, which I'm getting ready to bring into the studio live with us now. Hour code 225. Last four digits of that number is 3269. 225-3269. Okay, I'm trying to get you. Hello, caller. You're now live on the air. You can ask your questions or any concerns you may have, but make sure you address it to who you're talking to and give us your name and where you live. 225-3269. You're now live. Are you there? Our code 225, last four digits, 3269. All right, you're not answering, so I'm going to go to the next one. Our next caller would be our code 281. Last four digits of that number is 0414. 0414. Wait until I tell you you're live. All right, caller, you're now live. Give us your name, where you live, and who your questions or concern is directed to.
My name is Sarah, and I'm from the West Bank of St. James Parish, and my question is for Tyrell Brew. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. We hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you, ma'am.
My question is what plans or programs will you revitalize or introduce to the parish so that the youth of our parish can thrive and grow and avoid poor choices?
Stella, hey, thank you for your question. The thing that I would like to do is I plan on incorporating sports and activities for the kids year-round. I want to include each child in St. James Parish athletics and educational programs as much as time will permit. I also want to tie the kids in where they're competing and meeting children from all seven of the districts so that they can become more involved and understand what's happening in all parts of the parish, encouraging them to come and visit both sides of the parish, but also supporting the parents and helping the kids getting more involved and keeping them busy and keeping them engaged and understanding the value of community. In addition, to help them not make bad choices by including them in decisions that's being made about them, not only ask for their opinions and their insight, but also welcome their parents to get involved as well. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Thank you for calling.
Could I hop in on that?
Was interesting to you and was informative to you that you may he seek your vote, and we pray that you will vote for him, Mr. Brooke. Our next caller is calling from Alaco. Give me a minute here. Alaco 504. And that last four digits of that number is 6041. 6041. Okay,
caller, you're not live. I'm sorry. My name is Jacqueline Griffith, and my address is 1357 Harrison Avenue. But I tune in late. I'm understanding that it's St. James Parish that you're running councilman for.
Yes, but you can ask them any questions you want to ask them. Ms. Griffin, how are you on today? Thank you for calling in. Mostly every week. And if you have any questions for them that you feel that one of the residents out there in St. James would want to know, you're welcome to ask any questions on today as well.
No, I just wanted to know, make sure that it was from St. James Parish. So that is true. And that's all I wanted to ask to get back. Yes.
Yes, that is true. The AD or gentlemen are running for a seat in St. James Parish. If you have any relatives or friends out in the area, encourage them to vote for them. You may want to continue to listen in so you can tell them what you heard and what you can attest to. Thank you for calling, as always. I appreciate your calling. Okay, our next call is calling from Alaco 225. Last four digits of that number is 8107. 225-8107. Hello, caller. You're now live on the air. Caller from 225-8107. You're live with us on the air.
Can I interrupt in this call?
No. If you're live now, you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I do.
You're live.
This is to Mr. Terrell Brew. My name is Janice Fashio, and I live in St. James Parish. We want you guys, all three of you guys, to understand we don't want any plants in this area. We need businesses in this area, and we need homes in this area. What are you guys considering to help the people in St. James so we can have residents here to be able to vote?
This question is for Tyrell, you said, ma'am?
This is for you and Mr. Jones.
Okay. Tyrell, you want to take that?
First? No, you go first, sir.
Go ahead. All right. Okay. Let me explain that way. Just recently that way, there was a $20 million grant that was given to having the railroad system that way from New Orleans to Baton Rouge. And one of the proposals that I had that I talked on my agenda that way of having that the stop in Lutcher, Louisiana, and how important it was to stop in Lutcher, Louisiana that way because of the interstate, the bridge, and the connection of coming across the bridge that way to establish not only a job there in the Lutcher area, but also there in the West Bank also. Recently there, as of last year, I'm going to say it probably was May of last year, the American Cruise Line, if you're familiar with that, is connected to coming up and down the river. And I'm saying that there, that could be a connection that way overall, that way to have new industry in the sense that way and think of promoting that way visitors coming into St. James, but also having a place for them to B&Bs, you know, there along the river, because apparently that way that's the way to go, and how we attract from the plantations, you know, that comes here, and people who come here not only once a year for the bonfire, but they could come here year-round and create jobs that way, because I know that these petrochemical plants that way have closed down, or you need the environmental differences, you know, there. So whatever it takes that way for me to initiate this, and my problem is right now is that we know that this was the rail system had been rumored for some time, but I have not seen any results from the parish officials to say, hey, we need a stop in St. James Parish. I've seen previous that way they're talking about stopping in LaPlante. How LaPlante is going to benefit? You know, how Gonzales is going to benefit? We have the biggest benefit here in St. James Parish.
Mr. Jones, thank you very much, but you didn't really answer my question. My question was, how are you guys planning on trying, you and my parish official who's trying to seek presidency in this parish, why isn't it that we don't want our children and families to come back here dead? We want them to come back to the parish alive. If we keep putting more plants in this area, we won't have residents for our people.
Okay, well, I think I would like to answer that, if that's okay, Mr. Jones.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Janice. To answer your question, today I attended the River Parish Tourist Commission luncheon today, and we were discussing some of the things that Mr. Jones brought up about the cruise line and increasing tourism. If we're going to be increasing tourism, we're going to need more small businesses that's going to support that industry and give people, when they visit St. James, new opportunities. So the expansion is going to come from new small businesses, not so much from plants. That's not what was being discussed. To answer your question, how that affects to providing more housing, to provide more housing, we're going to have to reach out to our landowners. We're going to have to reach out to where their homes are no longer livable, and take some of that land and start creating new homes throughout the parish, because we do want more residents in St. James Parish. We do want more families staying connected, not moving to neighboring parishes or even leaving the state. Our intent is to create opportunities through new small business to create jobs that can keep residents here, because you have to have the work to keep the families here. So we understand that the residents are pushing back against chemical plants, so we have to lean on other avenues of income so that it can sustain the parish and create these opportunities for work for residents to stay here, live here, and enjoy life here.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Is Sheriff available?
Yes, ma'am.
Is, a question to you, Pastor. When you're advertising the more improvements in the schools system for the junior deputies, we would like for our police officers to be evaluated. Are you planning on having them evaluated before you put them out on the street to the public?
Yes, ma'am. There's a program that we're going to put in place, not only in reference to testing, but also in reference to testing their abilities, both physical and mentally. That way that when they're out there on the street, they have some type of capability, or before they're even out there on the street, my staff, will sit down together and evaluate. With that being said, we'll have to get someone from the outside to come on in that is clinically sound or clinically achieved, that will have the ability to give us an insight as to whether he or she that is applying to be a St. James Parish Sheriff's Deputy, their capabilities are yay or nay. And from there, we go ahead and inform that individual that upon their review of their testing, these are some of the things that were red flags, and just be straightforward with them and let them know that they didn't pass the test. Those that are currently working right now, as I stated before, I will implement a 6-month probationary period. Those that are willing to stay and not wanting to jump ship just because of me being the next sheriff, I will establish a 6-month probationary period where they will be evaluated as well. And our kids can once again begin to look up to those deputies that are patrolling our schools patrolling our streets and not be afraid to walk up and talk and have a conversation with him or her. So those are the things that it starts with the top, that being myself. And as I said, what the top tolerates, the bottom will celebrate. So they're looking at what I'm an example of, and that will filter down to my command staff and also the deputies that will be working for us at St. James Parish.
Thank you very much for that. And thank all you guys. And Mr. Jones, I would really like to meet you one day before election. But thank you guys, and I'll see y'all later on this afternoon.
Amen.
You'll be me.
Amen.
Have a great day.
You have heard some of the questions and the answers to the concerning citizens here in St. James Parish. Now I'm going to go back to the first caller, and that caller was coming from Alaco 225. Last four digits of your number is 3269. Again, caller calling from Alaco 225. Last four digits of your number is 3269. I'm going to bring you back in the studio. You're live now on the air if you have any questions or concerns. Caller from 225-3269, are you on? Are you in the studio with me at this time? All right. With that being said, you still have time, callers, to press that number one. We have many, many callers that called in. That indicates to me that you all are actually concerned and want to hear what these candidates are saying on today, because my studio is full. Don't be afraid to press that number one. Now's the time to ask your questions, to face the concerns that you're concerned about in your community. Any changes that you want, anything that you need to address, now is the time to press that number one on your phone. At that time, I'll bring you live into the studio to ask your question. My first question from the chef, Mr. Claude Lewis. What are you seeking? What changes are you seeking in the police department in your community? What changes that need to be made that hasn't been made in a long time that your intentions are to make a change about this? So can you give us some of the things that's not happening now that you would love to change when you make office there in St. James?
Thank you, Dr. Norman Chapman. One of the things I'm looking at is definitely not letting last name recognition have a priority of more than one person in the community. My establishment is what I'm looking to is to have a fair and consistent enforcement of law enforcement throughout St. James Parish. And with that being said, I know we're divided by the Mississippi River, the East Bank and West Bank, but that change needs to be made. That has to be fair and consistent throughout the whole parish and not just for some. Because once you take that oath doesn't state just for any particular race of people or any section or demographics. But that oath that is taken is for to protect and serve all the people of St. James Parish. And I think that has gone by the wayside at this current administration right now. Now, I must admit that I did serve with St. James Parish Sheriff's Office for 18 and a half years. As my last appointment was that as of the Director of Correction, Chief of Operations with the rank of Major. So there were some things that I saw and didn't disagree. I did make my voice known. But then again, I had someone that was above me. And my position as being the next sheriff, that's one of the things I'm definitely going to look at and change, and then also make my staff also aware of those changes, that we need to be fair and consistent with enforcing the laws that we have taken an oath to. And that is what I'm looking at also. I'm also looking at, I heard earlier Mr. Terrell Bro running for parish president and District 2 Councilman Nathaniel Jones in reference to an interactive program that I'm looking to coordinate with the school board, the superintendent, that the corporation or the plants that we have within St. James Parish, that we begin to look at some type of let me get here, an interactive program where we have some type of internship for our 11th graders and our 12th graders that they can get a skill set, and once they have that skill set and have learned, that that particular plant or company will go ahead and have a job waiting for them. We have some, we have a corporation in, within this parish that receive a 30-year tax break. Now, that has to be some type of investment for our students, for the parents, to go ahead and provide them with some type of initiative to want to stay within the community. Another thing I'm looking at is the infrastructure. We have to look at the infrastructure. We're looking at companies coming in. What type of infrastructure do we have to support in place? We have Highway 20. That's anytime a telephone pole falls, we have a bottleneck situation, and that's a major artery on the West Bank going from Front Vassar all the way to Thibodeau area. So that's some of the things I'm looking at. One of the main things I'm looking at is how do we bridge that gap back with the rapport with the public. Well, there's not such a sense of fear, but instill in them that we are here to protect and serve the citizens of St. James Parish, because that is our greatest asset that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
I hope
thank
that
you
answers
for you. Yeah, but my main concern is the police department out there, and with respect for the community, is there a great change that needs to be made on in how they, when they're called out, how they address the community? How well do they, I'm looking at personality, respect, and as far as making sure that the community has been secured in the way that they should be secured. Now, I'm going to come back with Mr. Terrell and ask him about the children and crime, but I'm concerned about the adults now when the police or the sheriffs are called out because how do they address the community? Do they is there much respect out there now, or is there a change that needs to be made once you become in office? How your deputies will serve the community with respect, and as well as the community giving back respect to the deputies and the sheriffs that's out in your community. Is there a great change that needs to be made there, Mr. I'm talking to the sheriff now. Mr. Lewis.
Yes, ma'am. And I'd like to come back to my community policing resuscitation. That's one of the CPRs that I'm looking for to initiate within St. James Parish with our deputies. One of the things I think I've stated before is that we have to regroup. We have to build that connectivity, that rapport back with the citizens of this great parish in St. James here. I think that has been dissipated. I think it has been depleted. My connection is through more interaction. My connection will also be with going into the school, talking with the people, not just driving by with the windows rolled down. Another thing I like to look at is once we regroup, now we have to refocus. And one of the things is the homicide rate in this small parish, where a parish of maybe 20,000 at the most.
You can save that for your closing statement there. Because you're going to come back with a closing statement. I don't want you to give all your information and don't have anything to close with, because I do have a couple of one more question for you that I'm going to wait till later. But I do have a question for Mr. Bro and Mr. Jones. So I want to give them a chance to be able to answer their questions without us running out of time, so you all can have time for your closing statements, okay? Mr. Terrell, Bro.
Yes, ma'am.
The children, what are some of the crimes that's there in St. James Parish now that you are going to be focusing on and trying to make? Is there a lot of carjackings, and what are the crimes that the youth are doing out there in St. James Parish that you want to bring about a change and turn that thing around and get them interested in education and interested in doing other things that can they can focus on besides crime? What is your vision for that?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you again for the question. When it comes to crime and our children, I think that our children have a misconception of responsibility, a misconception of respect for not only themselves but for others. And because of that gap in understanding, discipline, they tend to make choices that are not in their best interest, and it leads them to trouble. So what I'm hoping to do is to stop that before it gets to Mr. Claude's desk. We don't need the children to have to interact with police officers in that way. And the way that I want to stop that is through engaging programs, but most importantly, educating our children. I think that sometimes our children don't know when they're going through their levels of adolescence, they're going through changes in their bodies and their surroundings, and they're transitioning from different grade levels and certain pressures that children feel in this society. I don't think they know how to deal with them. And sometimes they don't know how to ask their parents. They don't know how to ask their teachers. So we want to create opportunities where they can discuss their concerns with adults that they do feel comfortable talking with. And we want to bring in mentors that can delve into and understand them from where they stand. And, you know, because a child may be feeling something but may not want to say it in front of their parent. But if they're having this conversation with an adult that will be won't be judgmental, won't be have the capability to punish them, they may speak freely, and then we can come up ways to help them. And then once we get a level of comfortability, bring their parents in so the parents can understand some of the challenges that these children may be dealing with. And also when children grow and interact with other children from different parts of the parish or from a different part of the community, there's been times there have been some level of aggression toward each other. Going back to my recreation programs, the kids start interacting and playing sports with each other and competing within the different districts, that forces them to engage, but it also forces the parents to engage too, and they can get to know each other, and a lot of them might have went to high school together or played sports when they were children, and it just opens up the door for communication. And when children see their parents interacting with a group, and then they automatically take interest or at least want to know who are the children of those parents. And it just opens up dialogue and opportunity. It brings back community. Overall, it's about community, and that's what ties us all together.
Okay, because you got me the subject on children and crime. And my next question to you, very, very short, if you can give me a very short answer, leaving room for Mr. Jones to come in and answer some of the questions I have for him. And then also you all should wind everything up in your closing statement, as I said earlier. But listeners, you still have time to press that number one if you have any questions, comments. I just want to share your thoughts on today's topic in reference to the police recitation, children and crime, and Mr. Jones is going to be talking on focusing on the people. Now, Mr. Terrell, did you finish your answer to the question that I had for you? Because my last one was, I think you pretty much said it in your answer. How are you going to – I think that the parents play a great part in our children's lives today. If they can get the kids to – this is the name of my show, Facing Your Fears. You don't want our children to be afraid to talk to their parents. Don't be afraid to address some of the things that's happening in their circle, in school, in their community. And we don't want them to be under pressure from the peers. We want them to be able to interact with the parents and then let the community know that this is a meeting that we're having so the parents can understand the children that's can understand the parents and have time. Get some time, family time, to be with your family. Some of parents work. I can understand some working two jobs, some working late. When one is at work, the other one going to work. But find some time, some family time, time just to interact with the children so they can understand. I know the world that they're living in, the circle that they're living in, I can know they're under a lot of pressure. You know, we can understand that. Being adults, but we want to let them know that they're precious to us. We had the picnic out there in St. James Parish. This was for our youth to know how much that we love them, how much we are in. We want them to get a great education for themselves. Once you get a great education, children, parents, talk to your children, go to college, and then they can bring about some change in life that they're going to be going through. By the time we're leaving out of here, are we going to get old? But they're coming into beginning to start doing some of the things that we're doing now. So we want them to be mindful of what's going on now. And then as they grow older, to make sure that these things don't happen in the next years and years to come. I want to thank you, Mr. Bull, for your answer to my question. The next question I have, the question I have from Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones, are you there?
Yes.
Mr. Jones, you're still in the studio with me, Mr. Jones?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay. Come a little louder. You're very low in the studio. I can't
hear
you.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay,
yes.
My question for you, you said that you're focusing, your topic was focusing on the people. What are your focus that are needed in the communities? What are you focusing on? What are your change as for the people there in St. James Parish? Your focus and your vision for a change there in St. James Parish?
Well, one of the things that way I did open up that we're talking about the train system and the economic growth that could happen in the area of both sides of the river. But also, too, I like to elaborate on what we talked about earlier. And I have that we're working a working relationship with the school board with recreation programs that we put those kids that may not be interested in playing ball, but other programs that could be initiated, you know, in the system of recreation. Because the problem that happens out there in the street, sometimes that way goes back to the school. And when it goes back to the school that way, sometimes the problem that's in the school goes back into the community. So we have to have a relationship, again, too, with our kids that way, like you said, that there. You know, one of the things that we I'm doing personally there at my house, that way the kids in the neighborhood comes to Mr. Nat's house and do you have a snack or whatever that way, and I have an opportunity to sit down and talk to them and ask them how school, you know, there, do I need to come to the school that way with you, that way, and sit down with you, where, like you said, that way, where the parents may not have that opportunity, but I have that opportunity to go to the school and talk to the teachers, see what's going on that way with them in their lives. So that's one of the things that way when I'm saying that we focus on people. And not only that, but the safety of the people in District 2, but not only in District 2, but throughout the parish. And I'm going to just eliminate, talk about the things that I'm saying that we're in District 2. We have a lack of fire hydrants in the district, and it had been like that for years. But it is to the point where of upgrading those fire hydrants enough that we, you know, because our community is aging, and we have a lot of aging relatives that we're friends there that cannot get out of houses when it's burning. But also, too, that we have a problem that way with blighting property. We have to be able to handle that. But by being in District 2 there, which is in the corporation of Lutcher, there as a councilman, I will be that way to assist them into giving the assistance that needed for them to alleviate blighted property. One other thing that I like to touch on, in May of 2026, a young man got shot in Lutcher. And I'm looking at May of this year. It's called United in Lutcher Community. And they're talking about neighborhood watch. It took a year for neighborhood watch. Councilman, there, it doesn't take a year for the violent crime to establish a neighborhood watch, if that's what we need, or anything else that we know. And I'm saying that we, along with the parish president, along with the sheriff, you have me as a councilman, and I don't mean just in Lutch area. I'm talking about in St. James Parish, because we all have had this type of violent crime in our area. And we don't need to sit back that way and wait and wait and wait and wait. You need a, you need somebody that's proactive that way as a councilman.
All right. Well, not, I think it, no one can explain it better than the sheriff. He wrote me, and I'm quoting him, it starts with regrouping, refocusing, and rebuilding, St. James. Better together in unity. It could not be said no better than that. And it's for all three of the candidates because, you know, that crime is on the rise. And I think that Mr. Obro wrote that. But crime is on the rise there, and it comes to its population there in St. James Parish. Now, we do know a lot of things that you need, a lot of things that need to be addressed, and you can't just do it all at one time. But when you come together in unity, it takes more than three of you. It takes the whole entire community there in St. James Parish to work with you, to pray with you, to regroup and refocus and rebuild St. James Parish to be a better community. And the Bible said where there's unity, you find strength. And we know that with these three candidates, if they continue to work together, as they're talking about here on Facing Your Fears, and then you all can face some of your fears that you have out there in St. James Parish. And I enjoyed talking to them on today. I enjoyed their open presentation. And I'm going to give them each, it's 5:16 now. The show is over at 5:30. But listeners, you still do have a chance to press that number one. You have time to press that number one. If you have any questions, comments on anything that the candidates have said on today that you want to ask a question or you're concerned about it, well, you can press that number one. You have an opportunity to address you and your concerns. Now, we're going to start with, we have only a couple of minutes left in the show. We're going to start with Mr. Lewis. He's going to give us a short closing. He's going to yield. I'm not going to come back. I'm going to let him yield to Mr. Bro, and I'm going to let Mr. Bro yield to Mr. Jones. But remember, we only have a short time left in the show, so you're only going to do a short closing and ask for the blessings of your community vote. All right, starting with you, Mr. Lewis.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Norman. My name, once again, is Claude Joseph Lewis, Jr. I appreciate the pleasure of Dr. Norman Chapman inviting me on the talk show here this evening. Once again, my ballot number is number 76, and I'm seeking your support and your vote to be your next sheriff of St. James Parish. I'm looking to start with our community policing resuscitation. It has to be revived within the parish of St. James, and that is by regrouping, refocusing, and rebuilding better together. Because once again, the citizens of St. James Parish are the greatest assets that we have. Now let us regroup, refocus, rebuild, and grow back St. James Parish better together in unity and not be afraid of each other. Because remember, no matter the race, the creed, or the color, we all need each other. These are some of my mission, vision, and strategy for the people, by the people, and of the people of St. James Parish. St. James Parish, I once again ask you humbly to support, ask you for your vote to be your sheriff, my ballot number 76, and to help me with my community policing resuscitation for St. James Parish. God bless St. James Parish. God bless this state of Louisiana, and God bless these United States of America. To God be the glory. I thank you. I yield to Mr. Brooks.
Thank you, Sheriff. Again, this is Tyrell Bro. I am the candidate for St. James Parish President. My intent is to serve the community, to bring about change through infrastructure. We're going to improve hurricane reliefs and create new evacuation points for the community. I'm going to develop a strong economic development plan to bring new business and new ideas to the parish. I'm going to be completely fiscally accountable and transparent with the residents of St. James Parish. And most importantly, we're going to push to reform parks and recreation, giving our children a chance to find the greatest opportunities for their lives and their careers and their future. My purpose, again, in this country and in this state and in this community is to serve. I'm not a politician. I'm a public servant. I'm here for St. James Parish, and I know that change begins at the top, and I'm the next parish president, number 77, Tyrell Bro. I yield to you, Mr. Jones.
Hi, I'm Nathaniel Jones. I'm running for parish councilman district 2, and my number is number 83. And my focus is on people. And people is important to me. It's important to you because that's your family. And whatever it takes for me to do to protect your family, that's what I will do. Whatever it takes there to protect your children, that's what I will do. Whatever it needs that way to bring leadership jobs in this area, that's what I'll do. I'm committed to that and whatever help that's needed. But I understand that way I cannot do it alone. I have to be able to communicate with those other six council persons to have them to understand that way the uniqueness of the District 2, the town of Lutcher. I'm number 83 on the ballot. Thank you.
All right. There you have it, listeners. And I pray that Mr. Lewis, Mr. Bro, and Mr. Jones will have be blessed to be voted in for those seats that they're seeking. And from listening to them, I think they will be very great there in St. James Parish. Now, listeners, if you have any friends or family that was unable to listen to the show live on today, they can go to Facebook, Facing Your Fears. Just click on the topic, and it will be, they can always hear what the candidates have to say. And if they were unable to listen to, and they do have some concerns, they're on Facing Your Fears on Facebook page for Facebook, or to be friends on my page or their page. It will be shared, and they can hear what the candidates have to say. Then it would be on there forever. It would never be erased. So invite your friends and family. If they have any concerns about the only thing that they cannot talk to them personally, like some of the callers did today, but they could hear what their visions, their mission, and their focus are for St. James Parish. Again, I want to thank all of my callers for calling in on today, for joining in on this awesome, amazing, informative, important topic. I want to thank my guest on today, Mr. Lewis, who's running for sheriff there in St. James Parish, Mr. Terrell Bro, who's running for president, and Mr. Nathaniel Jones, who's seeking the vote for councilman. And I want to thank all of the callers and listeners on today. And remember, if you want to be a guest on Facing Your Fears, just get in contact with me, and I will book you to come on Facing Your Fears. This is what we talk about. We talk about facing our fears. We talk about things that happens in our community, in our family, and in prison, everywhere, everything we talk about here on Facing Your Fears. And we won't want you to be afraid to face your fears, because when we face our fears, we can overcome any obstacles or anything that's in our way. But remember, listeners, we must keep Christ in our life. We must focus on God. God is the answer to all of our problems and issues on today, because he promised he will never leave us, nor he will desert us. And we know that just let Christ, Proverbs 3:4-5 said, lean not to our own understanding, but out of all of our ways, acknowledge God, and he shall direct our path. And we're going to let God direct our path on today, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Keep the faith, my brothers and sisters here on the line today, here on listening, on Facing Your Fears. My prayers are with St. James. My prayers are with all of the candidates, and I pray with all of my heart that you all would vote in the candidates and the people that you are needing to lead your city and your little town there and all the little towns there in St. James Parish. God bless you and God keep you. Again, my guest, I want to thank you for appearing on Facing Your Fears. We're going to bring you back just before election. If there's a runoff, feel free to call me. And I'll bring you back and show on Facebook. God bless you and God keep you. Now let us close in our closing prayer. Father God, we thank you for the words that went forth on today, all of the focus and promises, Father God. I ask that you be with these candidates, Father God. And if it's your will that they get the seat there in St. James, I ask you to continue to pour out fresh anointing on their lives. Pour out wisdom and knowledge, and above all, give them understanding how to lead the people there in St. James Parish. And, oh, Father God, all that we do and say on today that would be of that pleasing and acceptable in your sight, and that you may get the glory, Father God. You may get the glory out of all that was said and done on today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God. And
amen.
At the end of our broadcast,
stay
alive. We do have about 3 more minutes in the show. Unless one of the candidates have something that they want to say, you have an opportunity to say it. It's 2:25. You have until 5:30 if you have anything else to say.
I
want to
say
Dr.
one
Tapp.
Thing. Oh, go ahead. I just want to say thank you for inviting us on, Dr. Chapman. We really appreciate it. This is a great avenue for us to speak to the community and speak to our neighbors and our friends and everyone, and just keep doing what you're doing. And thank you again.
Thank you again,
and I want
Chapman.
You all to be on today. You had well over 25 people listening, and some that couldn't get live in the studio, they are able to listen to you, and they still be able to hear your mission and your focus on Facebook, and I will be sharing it immediately after the show is over, and I want you to continue. Continue doing what is good. Continue. The Lord, you know what I said, if I can help somebody as I travel along the way, then my living shall not be in vain. And this is my
Amen.
Prayer for everyone
Amen.
Today. This
Amen.
God bless you and God keep you. And goodbye to all of you now.
All right. Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you, Dr. Chapman. Yeah.